I live in one room with a good view of the wall. I make cups of tea and wander in the hall. I sit on my bed and cut my fingernails. I try on a shirt that I bought as a jumper.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Tea with Kehoe. Whenever you happen to be listening, it could be Tuesday morning or Thursday overnight. I don't know. That's the beauty of the podcast. But whenever you are listening, thank you for doing so. Welcome to Tea with Kehoe. I am Kehoe. I got my tea sitting right next to me. And I'm back from a month off. I took a break. Been doing the show since December of last year, every week, I think with only 1 week off throughout that whole time period. And it got to September and I was just about to start a play and I wanted to really focus on that. And I figured that would be a good time to take a break. So I took a month hiatus, you would call it. And in the process of doing so, in that hiatus, I evaluated the show in my brain, what I thought of it, where I thought it was, what I thought it was up to, and where it could go. Do I continue or do I not? That was part of the thought process. The thought process is, so far we continue. Moving forward, keep doing it because I still am finding some joy in it. And I have some new ideas which I want to, you know, bring out. Taking a sip though. So, before we get into anything more, I want to roughly go over what my thoughts were for the direction of the show. It's not the new Tea with Kehoe. It's just the evolution of the experiment, how it grows. So, first off, I'm going to try and keep the show to about 30 minutes, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less, but I'm going to try and keep the show to about 30 minutes. It just feels right. So somewhere between 25 and 35, that's where we're going to be sitting, shooting for 30. So I hope that's okay with everybody. I hope a shorter show. I've been doing some shows that got into 50 minutes, 45 minutes. Some shows were in the 30s, and I just felt like those shorter shows were more, you know, just seemed right, just seemed better to me. So that's where I'm going to be going with that one. We're going to skip the boil and steep phase of the tea. I don't know if that was a favorite part of anybody, hearing the whistle go and hearing me pour the tea and doing all that. If you did enjoy that, perhaps we record that and put that into the introduction, into the opening music or the opening stuff. We still have the steep and the whistle and the pour in there, but I'm going to start the show now, from now on, with a full cup of hot tea right by my side. And that is so tasty. So that's what, you know, as for time wise, what I'm thinking. It's still gonna go uncut. I'm gonna start when I start, go all the way through, do not stop. We're just gonna keep going and do it in one take. Now, with that said, I still, or I'm going to be doing at least, you know, one improv story every week from now on. I enjoyed story time a lot. I really enjoyed just telling a story, improving it out, having fun, getting weird, and letting it out. But I think three or four in one episode was a bit much. And I want to give each story its, you know, a full attention and not, you know, worry about, oh, I've got two more or three more to do. Let's, you know, let's pace yourself. There's no, you know, I wasn't doing a lot of that, but that gets into your head sometimes. It's like, oh, I'm going to do four stories tonight. I'm not sure what, but let's start, slow, or let's start fast. Let's, there's no trying to get into it all. It's just one story. I still would like to pick it out of a hat. So I'm going to ask if you are listening to go to the Tea with Kehoe Facebook page and leave a story title. And that will go into the hat, and I will pick from the hat. And throughout, and at one point in the show, there will be a story. More near the end, I think. But like I say, this show is still evolving, so who knows when that's going to happen. I do want to put background music into it, and like I was doing during story time, I do have to make a quick stop to add the music, or to stop to have a point to begin the music at for the effects, just that mood music you want. So that would be the only time the show would have a break. It would be a short, just turning off and starting it up again just to get that point. I'm not very confident, or, I will try this flagging thing and try to add music at that point. We'll give that a try. I'm still working on making this all flow in a smooth way. So we're going to give that a try this week. I'm going to, at one point, like right about now, I'm going to try and start some music and have background music going without stopping using the flag. So, in fact, I'm going to hit the button right now. I'm going to wait for it. I can see the timing going on, and I'm going to wait for the 7-minute mark. And I'm going to hit the add a flag. And that way, I now have a point where I can maybe know I can add the music. And if that works, if I can figure out how to make that work for future shows, that's how I will do the story time. And they're keeping with the no cuts. Just going straight through, I can just start the story time with a notation of where I want to do it at. I think that would work well. We'll see how that works. Like, I'm experimenting completely with all this stuff still. It's been a year. I'm comfortable with the Anchor platform that I'm using, so it's good. But I'm still not, I still don't use all the features, because I never, once I got comfortable, this is what I do. I do this, it works. I don't have to stress, and it's been okay for me. So we'll see how it works. And the music should be going now behind me, and I'll do all that fun stuff and see how it works. So we'll go with that. Give that a try. I am going to scale back on the Word of Words and the Song of the Week. It's not difficult to come up with a song that is enjoyable to listen to, or a word that is fun. But I think that has sort of played itself out a little bit. I'm not going to say it's eliminated, because I'm still going to mention songs and music if I hear something during the week that's just like, oh man, I miss that song, or that one is great, or this is good, a new song I hear, I'm gonna mention it. So that would be a Song of the Week segment. Or if I have a fun word I encounter, and it's the Word of Words, so we can do that. We can have those segments still, and the topics that I'm gonna still continue with will be still fun and weird and different, from history and space and science and just general knowledge stuff, mysteries, UFOs and Bigfoot. I still want them to be real, and I'm gonna, we'll see if they can be made real. Just wanting them to be real won't make them real, but maybe we can, if we all collectively think yes, positively, in a good way, you know, if we all, the whole world says Bigfoot is real, and everyone just in their heart of hearts believes and accepts that Bigfoot is real, doesn't that just fundamentally make him real? I don't know. Well, you know, I'll start the process of getting that going throughout the show. So, you know, that's what we'll do. So that is basically a rough thumbnail of the show moving forward. Today, not really, this will continue and begin next week. This week, I was going to mention a little bit of what happened in September and what will be happening in October with some of the things that I'm doing on stage. Just finished last weekend, this past Saturday night was our final show for Catch 22. It was a fantastic experience, a little daunting at first. Director wanted to really punch it up a little bit, and I personally think, in my opinion, we needed a week more, whether it was at the beginning of the process or we maybe should have started a week later. Whatever the case may be, that's just my opinion. We needed that fifth week instead of the four we had, with what was being asked of us. 4 weeks was just barely enough time. And I think a fifth week of another week of rehearsals, we would have really nailed it down. Not that we didn't. By, you know, our opening weekend, I think that was our biggest struggle weekend. We were still in the process of, you know, who's where, what, where, why. There were still questions that first week that we were still working on. And I think it mentally affected us all. And by week two and three and four, we were on and we were rolling. And it was a good show. It was a long show. It ran 2 hours and 15, 2 hours and 20 minutes. And a couple nights it went a little longer, a couple nights it went a little shorter. So, but, and on some of those warm nights, it felt every minute of it. So it was, you know, we did a tremendous show. I'm very proud of what we did. I'm very proud of what I did. And by that final weekend, by this past weekend, it was enjoyable to be in, you know, that comfort zone where it's like, I know my characters, I know my place, I know my, you know, everything. I felt it. I was in the spots. So that felt good. And I feel like everyone had and was in that moment by that third and last weekend. We were really, you know, we really found the heart of the play. And I was happy with it. There were some reviews of it that focused more on the play itself, the absurdity of the show, and the bizarreness of the production. Like the show itself, they didn't really focus, I think, on the production as, you know, as far as the performances, which might be good or bad, you know, but I think if you vaguely mention the performance and the actors and spend more time discussing the topic, I think that means the acting wasn't as good as you know. You don't want to mention bad, so you don't mention it all. That's how I feel it was reviewed. And many of those reviews came from the first weekend where I think we were still in struggling mode. So I don't think anyone who saw that show in that first weekend got a true representation of what the show was. Because by week two, we really had it down, and we were... The questions that we had that first week were all answered, and we were confident now in where we were. And then by week three and week four, we had a good, strong confidence, and we were moving forward. So anyone who saw it week two, three, and four saw it as it, you know, at its best. That those week ones, it's still... I wish they saw what we really had, because they saw the almost, in my opinion. But that is theater. That is how stuff like that goes. You rehearse, you do your best. Opening night, you go out there and you do the best you can. And we were all very nervous that first week because I know for myself, I was, are we ready? Are we ready? And, you know, we were ready, but we were just barely ready. And that is what it is. That is, you know, still, I love the production. Like I said, after that first week, it wasn't even a stumble. It was sort of a jog out of the gate. By week two and three and four, we were running. So I'm happy. I hope. If anyone saw it, please throw on to the Facebook page what you thought. Let me know. So a couple of things coming up in October. Of course, Rocky Horror Picture Show. October 25th this year at the Riviera Theater in beautiful North Tonawanda, in Niagara County, North Tonawanda, at the Riviera. Yes, I've said all that now twice. Ooh, take a sip. Is Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you can, get to the RivieraTheater.com or .org, I think they're either one of the two. I wish I would have remembered or to write that down. But find Riviera Theater online, Google it, go to them. You can get your tickets. It sells out. Hurry. Don't be left out. It's a great night. It's a annual fundraiser for the Riviera Theater. There is a burlesque show, a drag show, a costume contest, and the movie at midnight. The event starts, I believe, at 9:30 and goes until the movie ends. It is a wonderful night. It's my 12th year as, you know, leading the shadow cast and being Frankenfurter. I am extremely proud of the group that I have put together throughout the years, bringing in some really dedicated and really amazing people, has made the past few years so much easier to do. When there were times where I was like, I don't know if I'm up for it, but getting that energy from the people involved is what keeps me going and keeps, you know, it fun and wonderful. It's been a lifelong... I was talking about it today, in fact, when I saw it for the first time, and I was 16 when I saw it for the first time. My friend Pat said, you got to see this movie, and it's absolutely nuts. And we went, I think it was at like the Como Park or something like that. And he was like, I'm bringing this, I'm bringing that, I'm bringing this. And it was like, what the hell? why do you need rice and toast and cards and squirt guns? And I found out why. And by the time I was 19, I had worked my way into a cast as Frankenfurter and did that for about a year. And then didn't do it for the longest time. And 2007, I believe it was, 2007, the Arts Council of Buffalo did a production. I got involved as Brad. And when I saw that the Riviera was doing it, I asked who was involved in their shadow cast I'd like to get involved. And he said, "What's the shadow cast?" And I was slightly taken aback, but then completely excited because that meant he doesn't have one and I can do it, maybe. So I told him what it was and convinced him that that's what he wanted. And he was like, "Oh my God, yeah, that's exactly what we want." Because the year before they did the movie, they didn't have that. They didn't have a full house. And we did it that year. And throughout the years to come, you know, the drag show got bigger and better. The burlesque show got bigger and better. The shadow cast got bigger and better. And we all grew into this event that we are, you know, that is just incredibly fun. And we all kill it. We all bring the house down, in my opinion, from the opening dance number to the final, you know, dance number. Because there's a lot of dancing in this night. So that's Rocky Horror Picture Show. Come out to the Riv, October 25th. See our cast, Jamie Nablo, Ryan, Allie, Kate, Dylan, there's some more, Phil, there's people I'm forgetting. I know, I apologize, everybody. There's some new people in the show this year. Some longtime players have taken vacations, sabbaticals, moved out of state. So there are some new people in the cast, and I honestly have not met everybody yet. There are still two people who I have yet to rehearse with and get together with. So along with, you know, doing rehearsals for Rocky Horror, there is one other thing that I am doing this month, which is the most challenging for me. And it's more adventurous than challenging. I'll say that much. More adventurous. Because the challenge part of it, like, nothing about what I'm going to do daunts me. Nothing that I'm going to do really, truly frightens me. But doing it all together is what, you know, I've been asked to do a reading at a literary salon. Now, I've never been invited to such a event. I don't have to memorize anything. What I will be reading is all written down. It will be all, you know, simple to read. I have the script here, or the piece that I'm doing. And that should be fine. That's not a problem. It's called Naked Boys Reading. So I will be reading. The topic for the week, for the event, is firsts. Because this is the first official Naked Boys Reading event in the United States. This is something that has been going on in the East End of London, I guess, since 2012. And this is the first official Naked Boys Reading event in the States. So, it being the first one, the topic of the event is firsts. So there will be several readers, I believe six in total, who will be doing various readings on firsts. I will be doing both characters, both sides of who's on first. Avedon Costello's classic routine. I'm going to do it both. and Abbott Costello, they're two different people, so I'm going to try and use posture, you know, as Abbott. He was taller, he was the straight man, he, you know, had that that straight line back. He seemed to me, you know, tall, shoulders back, chest out. That's how I'm going to, like, stand for him and use more of a deeper, calming voice. Where Costello, Lou Costello, is a shorter, stockier, rounder guy, so I can hunch my back a little bit, stick out my gut a little bit, find that roundness. And he's the comic relief. He's the jokester. He's the funny guy. So I can, like, get down and shrink a little bit for him and find a voice that fits, you know. I don't want to copy his voice exactly, but it's going to be in that same vein, I think. And do that and Abbott and go back and forth doing the posture and the voices. And hopefully I can do it at the same speed and quickness as Abbott Costello did it. I have 19 days to practice, so I will see how I do, or I do. And I'll be doing it completely naked on stage. Why completely naked? I don't know. Is it I've wanted to do naked improv for many years. And in naked improv, there's been many incarnations of it in Toronto, Chicago, New York, I believe, that have done various forms of it. I don't know if anyone ever got completely naked, but that was my goal. And the mindset for me was to get to the point where you're naked and get the audience to forget that you're naked while performing. And for you to just, as the improver, to just relax and be in the moment. And with no restrictions at all, no anything you could, you know. So it was a challenge for the improver, to me, to do it honest, true, uninhibited improv. Also to get the audience to forget that you're naked. So this might be the mindset for this. You know, focus on the performance or the words. It's not about me being naked. What's important is what's being said. And for some of the serious pieces, that I think is quite obvious. That's sort of, I think, what you're trying to do is the words and what you're saying are more important than how you look. So you being naked and exposed, reading this serious piece might, you know, inform it in a different way. Who's On First is a comedic piece, and I don't know how it's going to play, but that is the joy of theater and performance. So October 20th, New Phoenix Theater. I will put a link to the tickets on the Tea with Kehoe Facebook page, and you can get tickets through that or at the New Phoenix Theater. Come see, if you're curious, come see Naked Boys Reading. There's five other men who will be doing this, and so it's not just me up there. There'll be many different people, many different topics, so check it out. So that's what I'm doing for the next month, getting ready to read naked on stage and then dance almost naked around on at the theater for Rocky Horror. So after doing Naked Dad, I feel like I'm being a little typecast with the naked stuff, but there you go. Well, it appears that I am at that point where we are at the 30-minute mark, and I'm going to try and keep. I know with the theme song, we're going to go into the 30 minutes, you know, past 30 minutes, but like I said, roughly, then 30 minutes, you know, 25 to 35 minutes, but I'm going to be shooting for that 30. And I don't know why. That's just something I want to try for in the next few shows and see how that works. And just, I need some feedback from you guys. Let me know how you think it's been, or what you think of the new format, what I'll be doing. And leave me a story title, and we will throw them all to the hat and pull it out and write a story right here on the spot. So thank you for hanging out with me. And as always, it's not about the tea. It's about the time spent. And thank you for spending your time with me. We'll see you next week with this new format of stuff. We'll see how this goes. We'll have some fun. Thank you for sticking around through this little hiatus I had, this little break, and I look forward to talking to y'all next week. See you soon. And turn this off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.